Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through PayPal or Subscribestar at the links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Now on with the memes. Number one is a Vice story called How to Have Sex with a Fat Girl, and the hint is that you have to touch the fupa. But if you really want to know how to have sex with a fat girl, don't. I'm surprised they went with fat instead of plus size this time. If you're wondering what the hell fupa stands for, it's fat upper pubic area. Gross. Also, don't forget to say no to her guns once you have flopped that fupa up. Moving on is the winner of the Miss Netherlands competition on the left, and the runner-up on the right. I think the judges were definitely high on this one. Being woke is one hell of a drug that makes ugly seem beautiful. In this case, unlike most of the ones I've seen out there, the man is not better at being a woman than a woman is. I'm also sure the judges were feminists because they voted for an ugly woman on the left instead of the real woman on the right. They probably did this because they envied the beautiful women and didn't want to see any of them win. Number three, we have Zelensky being ignored by all the other politicians at his meeting. Maybe it's because he's dressed up like Chairman Mao. The guy looks like a political incel. Funny enough, I think he just heard me say that. The second picture also really proves that he was being ignored. Just look at that frustration on his face. But don't take pity on him because he led an entire generation of men to their death, and in the end Russia will still take over Ukraine as the soldiers run out. Up next, we have what appears to be Britney Spears doling out drug treats from her cooch. I think it's a good old peanut butter and period blood jelly trick in this case. I've also heard that some dogs can smell cocaine and she might be making sure that it's all out of there after getting home from the airport. Incels out there are cheering because this proves that the dog pill has now gone mainstream. Number five, we have a man telling a woman that he loves her. And meanwhile, she says to get her love, he needs a six-figure job, a house, two vacations a year, and so much more. In exchange, she won't even cook or clean or change the kids' diapers. The greatest lie is that women love men the way that we love them. In reality, they love what we can do for them and not us for who we are. Remember that this is just a partial list. This is enough to get you through the door, but the list goes on and on. Moving on is Paris Hilton, and I asked the question, would you? I wouldn't, as she looks like a lesbian that I knew many years ago. I say no because her torso is long and her legs are short. She kind of reminds me of a tall dwarf. This is Paris Hilton in her prime, though. You can only imagine what she looks like today. The person posting this says she would have made a better Barbie than Margot Robbie. All I can say to that is, Barbie didn't have herpes. Number 7, I once again ask if you would smash this woman. She looks like the real She-Hulk and is probably way more likely to smash you. If she gets her hands on you, you may not actually have a choice but to smash. Also, from the looks of her shirt, I'm not sure if that's a third leg popping up or not. One guy in the comments says he's not attracted to her, but he would just for the experience. The experience of being manhandled, perhaps. Up next is the stepson of the billionaire killed in the Titan sub disaster, complaining about his struggles in the dating world, even after his stepdad died and left him a huge inheritance. This is the same kid that went to a concert while the sub was missing. I guess no amount of money can help someone with creepy vibes. The better question to ask is, how did a billionaire get tricked into marriage by a single mother? This guy was the simp of the century, and maybe it's better off that he's now fish food. Number 9, we have the device Soysidy used to put on women's faces as punishment for nagging their husbands. I think we should definitely bring this back. But I think we already have them. They're called ball gags. But I prefer to replace the word ball with dingleberry. There's another alternative as well, and this one recycles them as well. If they nag you, you can kindly tell them to stand in the trash. Number 10 is from Daily Loud, and they cover a story about how a CEO fired 80% of the company's support staff, mostly females, saying that AI outperforms them all and is now sparking outrage. Most women are like NPCs. They just imitate each other and irritate men. I've said before that if you want to eat more than bugs one day, that are handed to you through universal basic income in the future, you'll need to own a boatload of Google and Microsoft and Apple stock. God, I hate being right all the time. Moving on, people are obsessed with Margot Robbie, saying that she's the most attractive woman in Hollywood. But many of them are probably too young to remember Denise Richards. She kinda reminds me of Margot, and yet back in the late 90s she was nothing special, and there were plenty of more attractive women than her. Plus she also had much better boobs and a smoking body. No wonder Charlie Sheen, the fiend, ended up marrying her. Number 12 is a woman saying that when the man she's with acts up, it's not like we aren't living in a world where she can just replace him with a single swipe right. But if he's a hot, desirable man and the best that she can get, then she'll be swiping left to infinity as an alpha widow. But the joke's on her, because they're all about to get replaced. Women like this are yet another reason why we should actually stay single. Up next, we have something that'll be more common in coming years. Bitcoin rage. This woman took off all her clothes and violently attacked her boyfriend because he refused to sell Bitcoin and take her out for dinner. Not your keys, not your coins. Regardless of if the court signed with you because you have a cooch. But it's no big deal for Undead Chronic. He calls this foreplay. I told one woman I was dating that a friend of mine bought Bitcoin, and she assumed that I did, and she immediately called me Hitler. The cooch can't confiscate your coins, and it makes her cray-cray. Number 14, it looks like the YouTuber Boogie has found a woman, and he's almost 3 times older than her and weighs 5 times as much as she does. I hope that Boogie doesn't get taken to the cleaners. Has Boogie learned nothing from his previous marriage? I guess he's a blue-pilled man in a blue t-shirt. Most people realize she's with them because of his money. He's probably the only one that doesn't. He's also admitted to using working girls and sugar babies, so is this really any different? Number 15, we have a mother ready to settle down with her mulatto son. Chad, with his giant blonde beard, walks away after telling her to go settle down then. Some would argue that this is the only one fair thing to tell such a woman that's basically paid the toll. Somehow women like this always seem to afford expensive cars and manicures. Moving on is another woman working at a daycare that got tired of one of the babies and smothered her with a blanket after complaining that she wouldn't fall asleep. Well, now she did, permanently. Articles like this show you that diversity is our strength. I'm guessing she'll only get 3 years in prison and then be culturally enriching somebody else's baby after that. 80% of infanticide is done by women, yet men are always looked at with suspicious eyes. Number 17, we have a woman that's a real ball fan. At the College World Series, this woman ran around the field feeling up the butts of all the players. If this was done by a man at the women's volleyball or soccer game, he would have been jailed as a sex offender. I'm sure this woman won't be punished all that much, like the woman in the previous one. Up next is Charlize Theron raising 2 adopted boys as girls. The sad thing is these boys' parents in Africa thought that they'd be getting a better life in America. All they'll probably be getting now is their balls snipped off. This is child abuse, and it's a popular trend in Hollywood, with other actresses like Megan Fox raising her 3 biological sons as girls. These boys just want to play and have fun and not wear dresses and ballet booties. Number 19 is a woman that paid the toll. She got pregnant with her Nicaraguan kayak guide while on vacation, and she looked so happy when it happened. But now all that's left is a sad life of a single mother. But something tells me that she still won't accept the consequences of her actions. We can all laugh about her, but we'll probably have to pay taxes out of our own money to support her and her kids. Moving on, over the years, I've put up tons of pictures where girls went from beautiful to being ugly after they embraced feminism. I think this is the first time I'd have to say that I prefer this woman, Shannon Michaela, as the feminist version of herself. Am I the only one that thinks she looks much better before with fake up and her hair that way? Maybe she's looking to settle down with a successful conservative man, so she cleaned herself up. Who knows? Number 21 is Jennifer Lawrence, and there's no real way to know that this is a fake picture of her or not, except maybe perhaps because of the six-pack. Things are getting good, especially with the shadows on the face, if this is fake. Soon we won't be able to tell the difference between a real woman and one that's AI-generated. Up next is Martin saying that most stepdads are men that women wouldn't date if they had no kids, meaning that their marketplace value plummets after they pass a pumpkin-sized human out of their cooch. They only settle for beta bucks when they need that walking checkbook. A lot of guys settle for single mothers because they would never be able to get women as attractive as them that aren't mothers. Number 23, we have another example of how women age like milk and men age like wine. I'm sure some disgruntled woman out there is going to post a picture of someone like Brendan Fraser and claim that's an example of how men age poorly as well. Yes, it does happen, but on average, women will age a lot worse than men do. Men looking worse than women with time is an exception and not the rule. Moving on is another entry from Charlize Theron. This story is much older, when she was saying back in the day that she needed a man to grow a pair and step up to basically take care of her. Funny enough, she adopted two males, and she decided that she didn't like the fact that they had a pair of testicles, unless they were wearing tutus perhaps. Maybe that was the way that she could see them better. My thinking is she's going to end up like Angelica Houston from the previous one in only a few decades. Number 25 is a man that created multiple accounts to subscribe to his girlfriend's Lonely Fans page. She only had one follower, him, so he made multiple accounts. Then she began messaging one of his accounts that uses a handsome male profile picture, and she wanted to meet up with him. She's even willing to fly out to meet the fake dude. Yet he's so thirsty for her that he's the one worried about upsetting her about doing all of this. I guess if it's on the internet, then it must be true. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember that I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.